Hey everybody, welcome to the Retire with Freedom podcast. I'm Tad Hill alongside my beautiful and talented wife, Toni. This is the show all about achieving financial freedom so you can retire with confidence and accomplish your retirement dreams. Let's get started. So, Toni, let's talk about just different types of costs that could affect people when they're living longer. And let's talk about cost, fees, being aware of, avoiding penalties when possible. There are some things that we want to make sure people are aware of, be careful about. So do not take a non-qualified distribution from your retirement account. For example, withdrawing money from a traditional IRA before 59 and a half is likely going to be subject to a 10% penalty.
Along with taxes.
You can be penalized for not taking your required minimum distributions from your retirement accounts.
Yeah.
So when you're 70 and a half, the government makes you start taking money out of all of your tax deferred accounts. So it starts at about 3.65% of all of your tax deferred accounts. But if you don't take it, you could get penalized up to 50%.
And I'm surprised, Todd, by how many folks think that they have to take their required minimum distribution from each of their accounts. They don't realize that they can take it from one. I mean, because again, a good plan is not a chaotic mess where it's like, you know, you've got four or five different retirement accounts. It could be a 401k here, you know, a couple of IRAs, different things you did differently with, you know, to have different strategies and approaches. I mean, I see folks that think they've got to take that distribution from each account, which is chaos. It's not, they don't even understand that it can be done in a well thought out planned way, which is what we do.
And a lot of times people are thinking of their RMDs as their income plan in retirement.
A lot of times.
And they're going to get penalized. We're talking about penalties. Mm-hmm. They're going to get penalized when they go through a big market correction.
Right.
So if you've got $1 million and your RMD is, let's say it's 4% because it goes up over time. So let's say you're in your early 70s and it's not 3.65 anymore. It's 4. That's $40,000 that the government's requiring you to take out. A lot of times people think of that as their income plan.
Mm-hmm, right.
Oh, well, I'm going to have to start taking my RMDs. That's how I'll fund my retirement.
Right.
Well, if we go through our stress test where we actually show you how much risk you've got in your investments, and let's say you're going to be down 50% if we have another financial crisis,
right,
which is not uncommon that
right.
we see people are exposed in that way. Now you got $500,000. How much is your 4% withdrawal now?
Right. It's smaller. And I don't think people sit down too much and really analyze that and think really deeply on it. They just consider it being around the same amount every year. And it's based on the balance you had of the previous year. So if your balance is down, so is your required minimum distribution.
So a big mistake that gets made a lot of times, Toni, is that people really don't have an income plan. You know, they have a mixture of stocks and bonds and they're just going to pull some money out. Oftentimes they haven't really analyzed what percentage that's going to be. That's part of our lifestyle analysis that we do for people, is where we really mm-hmm. nail down how much is going to come out of your portfolio and when.
Mm-hmm.
You know, this helps us analyze and answer a lot of the questions around people trying to figure out how long they have to keep working.
Right. Exactly.
So about half the people that come see us are already retired.
Yeah.
But the other half are still working, and they're not quite sure how long they need to keep working.
Right. And I mean, it could be shorter than they think they have to, or it could be a little longer than they were hoping it was going to be. But at least they know. They know exactly how much longer and how much needs to be saved in between here and there and all those kinds of things. And what's going to happen.
Well,
once
at least they know
retire.
Once we've done the planning.
Right.
Right. Yeah.
Right. Once we've sat down with them, they actually know.
Tad Hill here. I wanted to take a quick break from the podcast to address a common question I get. The question is, how do I get started? And it's a great question, and the answer is different for everybody. Some people are best to come in for a one-on-one meeting out of the gate, but others want a little more information first. That's okay. If that sounds more like you, then listen closely, because we have awesome events and retirement planning courses throughout our local area specifically designed to help you learn how to address your top financial concerns with a group of your peers. At these events, you'll learn what the structure of a good retirement plan looks like, how to address each area of retirement planning, what questions you should ask an advisor, and what strategies to employ, plus a lot more. So if you're concerned about running out of money, you're wondering what's the best Social Security strategy for you and your family, or what kind of lifestyle you can actually sustain in retirement, these events may be perfect for you. Space is often limited, so be sure to RSVP for one soon. You can check out the upcoming courses in the area by clicking the link in this episode's description or by going to AskFreedomFinancial.com. That's AskFreedomFinancial.com. And great news for people that don't live in Birmingham, Alabama, we have recently videoed one of our courses. And so if you would like to get the online version, all you've got to do is call or text 205-988-0006, 205-988-0006, or go to AskFreedomFinancial.com and request a login. I hope to see you at our next gathering.
You know, the other thing I don't think folks think about very much, Tad, is like, as baby boomers, which is this huge population that's coming through and go and retiring all the time. I mean, you know, a ton of people are retiring out of the workforce. Mm-hmm. And as that happens, you know, people are not really thinking about what's going to happen to markets then. Or you think baby boomers, retirees are more likely to take on more risk or less? You think there's, you know, do you think the economy will slow down a little bit more? Do you think the markets will slow down a little bit more? The volume of people.
Well, you've got the largest demographic shift in the history of mankind, probably.
It's happened in Japan.
Right. Yeah. And so as baby boomers retire, we see it in our office every day. They don't want more risk.
Right.
They're trying to figure out how to do it with less risk.
In fact,
which is, go ahead.
Most people are taking more than they're comfortable with now because they don't have a choice.
Or they think they don't have a choice.
Right.
You can get your income. You can actually get gains in your account. If the markets go up, you can get income that'll go up at a fixed rate every year without taking market risk.
Right.
But a lot of folks don't even know that those types of things are available.
Right.
Or if they do, they didn't really understand how they worked.
Mm-hmm.
So we're helping people every day reduce the amount of risk they're exposing their retirement to.
Mm-hmm.
Now, you can't eliminate risk.
Right.
Everything we do has certain kinds of risk.
Mm-hmm.
Even if you're doing something that doesn't have market risk, there are risks that come along with it. Maybe it's inflation risk or business risk.
Right. Cash has risk.
Cash has risk, you know. But we don't want to expose the families that we work with to more risk than they need to be taking.
Right.
Just because, we're trying to grow our money more, so we have to take risk. So we actually do a volatility analysis that has proven that you can reduce your risk. Let's just talk stocks and bonds.
Mm-hmm.
Forget other products or strategies that are designed not to go down. Let's just talk about stocks and bonds. If you are pulling money out of your portfolio, it is proven that if you are less volatile, you are more likely to have your money last than if you are overexposed to growth, which comes along with risk, and you take a big hit or a couple of big hits.
Because
if that happens and you're overexposed, which most people are.
They really are.
Most of the families that come in when we do their stress test of their investments that says, here's how much you will be down. They're going to be down way more than they realized and way more than they have to be and way more than their plan requires.
And that's a good point. It's like, why would you take more risk than you even have to? Like, if I can be successful with more certainty and less risk, that's what all the retirees and people that are thinking about
it's
it,
what
that's
want.
What they want.
Right.
Oh, I didn't know I could do it this way. I wasn't sure that I could do it that way, you know?
Yeah. And so I was doing a 90-day review with one of our new clients the other day, and he said, you know, I did not realize that we could actually put together a plan that had this little amount of market risk. I kind of thought I had to be all in. And this has been a revelation to us, realizing that there were actually strategies and ways we could do this. We still got money set aside for growth, but it's not what they're going to require to live on. And so that's where we're taking the risk.
Right.
Where we're not counting on that to be our paycheck.
Right.
Insurance services provided through Freedom Financial Group. Any and all other services related to insurance are an outside of business activity and are not offered through or supervised by AE Wealth Management, LLC. Insurance products are offered through the insurance business Freedom Financial Group. Freedom Financial Group is also an investment advisory practice that offers products and services through AE Wealth Management, LLC, a registered investment advisor. AEWM does not offer insurance products. The insurance products offered by Freedom Financial Group are not subject to investment advisor requirements. AEWM and Freedom Financial Financial Group are not affiliated companies. Investment advisory services made available through AE Wealth Management, LLC. Investing involves risk, including the potential loss of principal. Any references to protection, safety, or lifetime income generally refer to fixed insurance products, never securities or investments. Insurance guarantees are backed by the financial strength and claims-paying ability of the issuing carrier. This podcast is intended for informational purposes only. It is not intended to be used as the sole basis for financial decisions, nor should it be construed as advice designed to meet the particular needs of an individual's situation. Freedom Financial Group is not permitted to offer, and no statement made during this podcast shall constitute tax or legal advice. Our firm is not affiliated with or endorsed by the U.S. government or any governmental agency. The information and opinions contained herein provided by third parties have been obtained from sources believed to be reliable, but accuracy and completeness cannot be guaranteed by Freedom Financial Group.